Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf Shir's Pantzol Lurnish Basam Biak Vashom Le'ab Asitzchok. We're holding Bo Metzia Daf Lamet. The Gemara and Amud Beis speaks about the Indian that we learned in Baba Kamo regarding going the free Mishura Sadin. Person should not go based on the Din, but should go the free Mishura Sadin. And then the Gemara concludes and says, what Rabbi Yochanan said, Lo'ichor v'Yerushalayim Ela Shadonu Bo Din Toiro. And the Gemara explains, She'imidu Dinem Al Din Toiro. They were so strict to go based on the rule of the law and not going to Lefim Yishua Sadin, that's what caused Churban Yerushalayim. We'll start with what says in Sefer HaMusar, Rabbi Yerucham and others, that we see from here that Dini Toiro, that is the basic standard. But everybody needs to try to do better than Dini Toiro. G'doy Shem Tiyu, Kikod Hashani, you try to do more than what the Torah gives you. So if Torah gives you Dini Toiro, you have to go Lifnim Yishua Sadin. You have to do more than what the rule of the law is. There's a question that Torah says, asks that many of them in Farshim address. The Gemara tells us the Churban Beis Hamikdash came because they didn't go Lifnim Yishua Sadin. But the problem is, the Gemara tells us in Yuma that the reason why Churban Beis Hamikdash happened is because of Sinas Chinam, because of hatred for no reason. So is it because of Lifnim Yishua Sadin? Or because of Sinas Chinam? Tosfos himself says, Hove ho garma. There's two reasons. One is Sinas Chinam, and one is the Free Mishra Sadin. The Maharal here in Chiddush HaGadosh brings two answers. One answer is that if there would be only Sinas Chinam, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would punish Am Yisrael in a different way, not by Churban Beis Hamikdash. But because they're in Midu Dinei Dine Toiro, and Din Toiro, has to do with midah of gvura, midah that from there comes churban, so that's why their sins cause churban beis hamikdash specifically and not any other punishment. But the second answer that Maharal says is the answer that many later svarim bring as well. And that is, if Am Yisrael would go lifnim mishura sadin, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do midah keneged midah and he would also go lifnim mishura sadin. Meaning, for sure, the sinas chinam was a reason to do churban beis hamikdash. But if Am Yisrael themselves, between themselves, they would not go based on the letter of the law, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also would not punish them based on the letter of the law. And then Churban Beis Hamikdash would never happen because HaKadosh Baruch Hu would go Lifnim Yishua Sadin. And in the Sefer Avodas HaGeshun, he adds more to this. Because there's another simple answer you could say, and this is the Chasav Sefer brings in Gidin Nafron Hei. You could say there's a difference between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. Bayis Rishon was because of Dini Toiro, because they didn't go Lifnim Yishua Sadin. And Bayis Sheni was because of Sinas Chinam. Why doesn't Tosfos say this answer? Says Avodas HaGeshuni, the reason is because the Yerushalmi says that even though in Bayis Rishon they were Oiver and Gimel Averis Chamura, the three cardinal sins of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shfichas Damim, says the Yerushalmi what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tervei them was not for that. He was willing to be Mevater in that. He was Tervei them Al Ozvo Misterosi, the fact they left the Torah. So the Yerushalmi tells us that in Bayis Rishon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to be mevater on the Gimel Averis Chamuros. Says Avodas HaGeshuni, based on what the Maharal says, why is that so? If Am Yisrael is not going to Lifnim Yishua Sadin, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu be agreeing to be mevater? So you see from here, Bayis Rishon, there was no issue that people did not go to Lifnim Yishua Sadin. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu be the connected Mida also was willing to go to Lifnim Yishua Sadin, at least for the Gimel Averis Chamuros. So you cannot answer the Bayis Rishon, that's when you had a problem that didn't go to Lifnim Yishua Sadin. It has to be Bayis Sheni. So that's why the question I'll tell you is a good question, and you come to this answer of the Maharal, that because they didn't go to Lifnim Yishua Sadin, that's why the Sinas Chinam caused Churban Beis Hamikdash. The Divrei Shaul, the Shaul Meshiv, answers a very nice, cute answer. He says very simple. Because there was Sinas Chinam, that's why they didn't go Lifnim Yishua Sadin. Why people were not more mevater? Why they didn't willing to give up to each other? Because they hated each other so much. So they said, we're going to go, we're going to follow the rule of the law with no compromise. Because of the hate. So it's really both things come together. They had Sinas Chinam, which caused them not to go Lifnim Yishua Sadin. And the Chasav Sefer there in Gittin Nefron Hei, he brings another beautiful answer. He says, he goes into the story of the Bar Kamtza. Now we know there in the story, the Baal HaBayis came, he saw Bar Kamtza coming to the meal, and he kicked him out and embarrassed him in public. And Chachmei Yisrael were there, but they were silent. What pshat the Chachmei Yisrael were silent and didn't do a mechal? So says the Chasav Sefer, the pshat is like this. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, says that someone who sees dvar erev b'chaveru, he sees a friend doing an avera, mitzvah l'sanoi, he's allowed to hate him. Says Tosfos over there, even though you're allowed to hate him, don't show the hate befaresia. Don't show it in public, because that will just cause more hatred. So says the Chasam Sofer in the name of the Beis Din of Popedisa Demain. So this idea, the one is allowed to hate someone else if he did an Aveiro, but not to show it in public. Not showing the hate in public is Lefi Mishur HaSadin. Lefi Din, he needs to hate him. Lefi Mishur HaSadin, the right thing to do is not show that in public. So says the Chasam Sofer, what happened over here, Bar Kamtzo, the Chacham Yisrael knew that Bar Kamtzo is a Baal Aveiro. They knew that he did some Aveiros. So therefore they hated him. And therefore, when someone embarrassed them in public, they were silent. But that was only al pidin. Lifnei mishur hasadin, they should have shown the hate in public, and they should have done a mechah. So says the Chasam Sofer, that connects with that Gemara. Because Chachmei Yisrael did not go lifnei mishur hasadin, like our Gemara says, and do a mechah, so therefore, Bar Kamtzo caused the Chumra Beis Hamikdash to happen. So concludes the Chasam Sofer and says, in Am Yisrael, there are two groups. The simple people, their problem was sinas chinam, like we see with the story of Bar Kamtzo. They hated each other. But then Chachmei Yisrael, the Gedolim, they didn't hate people for no reason. But what they did was, they didn't go lifnei mishur hasadin to overcome the hate and show in public that they care about each other. So you may have two reasons for Chumra Beis Hamikdash. The Pshut Ha'am, the reason is because of sinas chinam, and the Gedolim Yisrael, the problem was they didn't go lifnei mishur hasadin. And each reason caused the other reason to happen. If there would be no Siras Chinam, there would be no need for Chachmei Yisrael to go Lifnei Mishur HaSadin. Now that there is hatred, so they have to come and do a Mechah, but they're not doing because they're going Al-Pidin. So these two reasons come together to cause Chumra Beis Hamikdash, and that's the Chasam Sofer answers the question of Tosfos over here. As usual, the Ma'ariv Mikraimis are in the attached source sheet. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.